Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Some of you are in the church and you're having a good time. And wherever you might be on tonight, I hope and pray that you're having a good time and the Lord has met you there. I thank those of you that are able to tune in with us on tonight, hallelujah, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I just thank you for allowing me into your work area, allowing me into your living room space, and then allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for you, you, and you that are able, like I said, to tune in on tonight. And so we're going to skip our condolences prayer on tonight, but we're going to go into our intro prayer. And so I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer, and I'm going to present to some and introduce to others our Lord and Savior. He's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is deity, hallelujah. He's all power in his hand, under the earth, over the earth, and around about. There's no greater power than the power that Jesus Christ holds, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank him on tonight because he's so gracious. He done kept us for a whole year. That's 365 days that we couldn't keep ourselves. We think that, you know, it was our alarm that woke us up, you know. It was our next door neighbor, you know. It was our cell phone. And we know, you know, that it takes directions to get from one place to another, so you figure that with your GPS that taking you on your journey. But we have to give all credit to God, whether it feels good or not. All glory and honor goes to God. God is the creator of all things. Absolutely, positively, all things. And so we just thank God for bringing us into almost another year. It's another year as far as Christmas is concerned. And then we'll have another week to celebrate another new year. But right now, we're celebrating a brand new Christmas. And so we know that we just thank God for his grace and mercy and sovereignty that has brought us thus far. And so I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and pray at this time. Father God, hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for nailing us together in unity once again around the spectrum of God. And we know, God, until you crack those clouds in one of these historical days, we'll continue to come before the four quarters of this earth. That's the north, south, east, and west. And we'll continue in your work, God. We'll continue to win souls for the kingdom and the glory of God. And Father God, we'll continue to be coming as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a real word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you as the pardons of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me your servant with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings, God, we will ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. be with you on the clock 45 minutes, and we know we're already into about 29 seconds into our program. But we're going to go right now on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And I want you to get out your iPods, your iBooks, your iPads, your notepads, your cell phones, all your digital devices, your pen, your pad, and get you a good seat, get you a cushion to position your posture, get your chip and your dip and everything you want to sip, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. And I'm bringing you nothing but the truth, so help me God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want you just to, you know, go along with me as I give you out the scripture, and that'll be for your own edification. And I just thank God for you, you, and you on tonight. Hope and pray that you got, may not have gotten everything, and some of you might have got everything you wanted for Christmas, so that don't go for everyone. But just thank God in all, you know. If you got everything, you know you got a praise going up. And those of you that didn't get everything that you asked for, you desired, you know, if God says the same, there'll be more days ahead that you'll be able to get some of those items, or you might be able to get all of those items. Who knows what God has in store for you? We know one thing. When we put God number one on our list, God would put us number one on his list. And God said there's no good thing that he would withhold for them that love him. Hallelujah. So we know that God is a gracious God. God is a giving God also. And so we're going to now go on in to our program. Hallelujah. And I'm so sorry, but my light tonight is kind of dim. So if I kind of stumble a little bit, just don't charge it to my head, but charge it to my eyes. I can't see that well to me. But, you know, God's word got to go on, you know, and so I'm going to do the best that I possibly can with what I have. I thank God for all things, great and small. And so our sermon on tonight entitled Crowns of Honor. We're going to be talking again about God's birth, his death, and his crown on tonight. Hallelujah. Just ask the prayers of you to pray for me as I bring unto you the divine word of God. And we're going to go into our first key scripture on tonight, and it reads this. The soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 19:2. And we know that the crown jewels of the United Kingdom are stored securely and protected within the Towers of London under a 24-hour guard. And each year, we find out that there are millions of visitors. They display these beautiful sentiments with the ooh and the ahs, all these ornaments and treasures. We know that the crown jewels symbolize the power of the kingdom, as well as the prestige and position of those who use them. We know that part of the crown and jewels are the crowns themselves. There are three different types of crowns. We have the coronation crown, which is worn when an individual is crowned monarch. The state crown, or the coronet crown, which is worn for various functions, and the consort crown, worn by the wife of a reigning king. And we know that there are different crowns, and they serve different purposes. We're told that the king of heaven, who was worthy of the greatest crown, we know that the highest crown wore a very different crown, the highest honor, I'm sorry, wore a very different crown. And then the hours of humiliation and suffering that Christ experienced before he was crucified. We know that the soldier twisted a crown of thorns and placed it on his head. They put him on a purple robe. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 19:2. That day, the crown crown, which is normally a symbol of royalty and honor, had turned into a tool of mockery and hate. Yet our Savior willingly wore that crown for us, you and I. He was bearing our sins and shame. The one who deserved the best of all crowns took the worst of us. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that they crowned him the Lord of life, who trampled over the grave, who rose victoriously in the strife for those he came to save. We know that without the cross, there couldn't possibly be no crown. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your wonderful name. We're going to read the second key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. It says that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. And he rose again the third day. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. We know that at this time of year, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we think about the birth of the Savior, the event of his birth, and they are of vital importance to us, some of us, maybe not all of us, but some of us. But yet, we would do well to reflect also on his earthly ministry, sacrificial death, his resurrection, and his ascension, and his promised return. And our redemption would be incomplete if any element were missing. And it is fitting, therefore, that I would read to you these words. We are wont to sing of a shepherd and the heavenly glory bright, of angels and their message on that peaceful holy night. But so oft we end the story when it's only just begun. But we fail to give the message that this child in God, the Son, here to give himself a ransom, crucified on Calvary's tree, through his blood providing pardon, perfect cleansing, full and free. And the tomb, thank God, is empty. Jesus sit at God's right hand. Now a loving, mighty Savior spread the news to every land. The one born in Bethlehem was none other than God in human flesh. Having lived a perfect life, he died an awful death to pay the price for the sins of mankind. Now he's in heaven, and any day he could return. How wonderful to know the complete story. The birth of Christ bring God to man. The cross of Christ bring man to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word. And we're going to read our last and final key scripture on tonight, and it reads this. Behold, he is coming with cloud, and every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him. That's coming out of the law of Revelation 1:7. And we know that Jesus died on the cross for you and I. But we don't worship a dead Savior, because we know that our Lord's body was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Then again, on that third day, we know that he merged in a glorified body. The cross speaks to us of the total picture, our Lord atoning death to pay the price for our sins, as well as his glorious resurrection to deliver us from the power of death. And I want to serve this notice on tonight for those of us that do not know the reason that we're here, the reason for Christ's death and his birth, is because if sin had not entered the world through disobedient from the first family in the Garden of Eden. This would be a saved nation. We wouldn't know anything about sin. We would just be a holy individual, each and every one of us would not know anything whatsoever about sin. If it were not for what Christ did on that cross, we would all stand guilty, you and I, before God, and we would be hopeless in the face of death. But through faith in Him, we receive the forgiveness of all our sins. And we have the assurance that death cannot hold you and I. I want to ask you tonight, have you looked at the cross and placed your trust in the one who died there? I want you to know that it's the only sure and perfect remedy for guilt and fear. We know that the cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide. And His grace, so free, is sufficient for me and you. And deep is His fountain, as wide as the sea. We know that the cross of Christ is the crossroad to heaven or hell. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. If I have brought unto you the divine word of God, if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, hallelujah. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you tonight by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. We're going to change now the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion, hallelujah, to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. Until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. When driving the highways and byways, buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly, just like your American Express card. Don't dare leave home without Him. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion. I want you to listen up, please, and be blessed.
Thank you. I'll be there. Lord, I just don't know how And it is faithful and true. this place.